Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina and Ivana Breen. Our beauty expert is back from Akina Beauty. Morning, Ivana, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Trina.
We're just saying off air there how you're getting everything prepared for when the clinic reopens. And, you know, things aren't going to be so different for you because you use masks quite a bit, don't you? And you use gloves and things like that. Hygiene, very important anyway for you.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of what we do is very, we've always had, hygiene has always been a big issue. So it's more about sort of spacing out the appointments and all that kind of thing. But yeah, there will be new measures involved. It might not be, there won't be as much time for the client in the clinic because we need to kind of minimize the time and keep it focused on the actual treatment and not all the chatting that goes on before and afterwards.
It's a shame in a way, isn't it?
It is such a shame, such a shame. But obviously we want to keep the best standards in place and best practice in place,
Yeah, and you were saying there how clients can fill out their consultation form before they even come in to shave a bit of time off there and then pay before they start their treatment to shave time off. We just want to get back in. That's all we want.
It's just going to be a new norm in the same way that we've had to deal with, you know, not going into work and people working from home. It's just going to be a new norm. And I think we've shown that we're all very adaptable and we're getting on with it.
Well, even the queuing for the supermarket. I mean, if someone told us a year ago we'd be doing that, we'd be going, no, we wouldn't. We just wouldn't.
Absolutely. But we do. But you're, I know. Yeah, it's just so much has changed. It's a new world out there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Well, Ivana, the reason I want to talk to you, May is, of course, Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And I know this is a topic that you want to talk about till the cows come home because you're very, very keen on people wearing sunscreen. I think in every topic we do, you mention sunscreen, don't you?
I know. I can almost see your eyes rolling when I say sunscreen when I come in for interviews because I just talk about it so much. But the thing is, it's so important, and sunscreen is the most important thing for a healthy skin. So if we're not protecting our skin, if we're not wearing sunscreen on a daily basis, there's going to be problems. And it's not just about vanity. It's not just about how you age. You need sunscreen to protect your skin. And your skin is an organ, we have to remember. And all your other organs are protected internally. But our skin, which is our largest organ, isn't protected. We are facing the elements constantly. So it's important that we make sure that we're taking all the measures we need to do to keep our largest organ healthy.
Yeah. In your line of work in beauty, Ivana, I would imagine you've seen clients over the years who've come in and they haven't realised there's any problem. And you may have even kind of spotted something that you thought maybe they should get checked out. Has that happened?
Yeah, so many times. And thankfully, there have been times where we've caught things very early and people have been very grateful that I sent them off to their GP. Sometimes you just don't know with things like melanomas and non-melanoma skin cancer, which is the most common cancer. It can be tricky. It can manifest itself in slightly different ways in different people. So I'm obviously not a medic, but I can something, and if I think it looks unusual, I will then say to my client, I think you need to go and get that checked out. Sometimes they've come back and it's been absolutely nothing, and other times they've come back and said, yes, that was a non-melanoma and I needed to have it looked at. So it's important that we're all checking our skin on a regular basis. There is a way that you can do self-exam, and it's a very simple method. It's called the ABCDEs. I don't know if you've heard of this before.
No.
So the A, so this is in relation to what it might look like on your skin. If you're thinking about mold or marks or spots on your skin. So A would stand for asymmetry, that one half of the spot is not like the other. So if you folded it over, like you fold over a piece of paper, that one side isn't identical to the other side. So that's a sign that it needs to be looked at. B is the border. If it has an irregular border, so if it's a very smooth border, all consistent all the way around, then that's okay. But if it has an irregular border, that's another sign that it could be something that needs to be looked at. C then would stand for colour. If one area has a darker segment to it, and then another part of the mole looks a little bit lighter, that would be a warning sign as well. And D is diameter. They're usually about 6 millimeters in diameter, but they can be smaller than that. But if you think 6 millimeters might be the size of the rubber on a pencil, so that's usually the kind of size that they would be. And then E is for evolving. If it changes size or color or shape, then that is another trigger that might be, there might be something there that needs to be looked at.
And very important, I suppose, to get your partner as well to check places you can't see, like the back of your neck and your back and all those kind
exactly,
of bits.
And your back, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. But there's mold mapping clinics all over the country nowadays. So I think it is one of those things that if you are prone to mold and if that's the type of skin that you have, you do need to get them regularly checked on an annual basis. I think that is very important as well.
There are people, Ivana, obviously not myself, because you know how pale I am. I'm practically see-through.
Yeah.
But there are people who say, oh, sure, I don't need a sunscreen. I just tan. I go a lovely dark mahogany colour. They're probably the people who are most at risk almost, aren't they?
They are. It breaks my heart to hear people say that. It really does. Asher, it's fine. It's grand. My own father was one of these people, and I would constantly harp on at him about wearing sunscreen on a regular basis. He would do the whole, that's for women, and I don't need that. And this year, he was diagnosed with non-melanoma, and he had to have a big lump cut out of his nose. So I marched over to him with my vitamin A and my sunscreen, and I said, that's it now. You're listening to what I say from now on. Yeah. Thankfully, they got us, and he's fine. But it is one of those things that men are worse at this than women are. And certainly men are the ones that are twice as likely to have basal cell cancers and three times more likely to have squamous cell cancers. And that's because they tend to be outdoors more with sports and things like that, but also because they're less likely to wear sunscreen on a daily basis.
Even with women, though, women can put on sunscreen when they're going to Spain on their holidays or whatever. Never even think about it in Ireland because we don't get great weather here. But you say every day, no matter what the weather is like.
Because it's not about heat. It's not about whether it's hot outside or not. Certainly, when the weather is good and the sun is shining, you're more likely to burn. But you've got UVA rays and UVB rays. And the UVB rays are the ones that are going to burn your skin. And burning the skin makes you more likely to get cancers. If you have more than 5 sunburns, that doubles your risk for melanoma. And that's throughout your lifetime. But then UVA is the one that ages your skin. It doesn't matter whether it's overcast or cloudy, those UV rays still penetrate your skin and still reinforce damage that you may have done when you were 3 years of age. So you constantly have to be protecting your skin against that damage.
It's great, actually, now you see loads of children wearing those, you know, the full kind of suits now when they get into the sea and that.
Yeah.
They've got real coverage there. So what do we need? Are you talking about the sunscreen bottles that you'd bring on holidays with you? Do you use that in your face, or is there a different type for your face, or what would you recommend?
So I was only just talking about this on Instagram. The ones that you use on your body are fine on your face if you're not wearing makeup and things like that. Mm. If you're wearing makeup, the ones that you wear on your body sometimes can be a bit thicker and they don't fit as well on the skin on the face. So the ones you can use on your face, there are ones that are specifically for the face. So yeah, it's better to use a separate one. But if you're using an SPF, you want minimum 30 or higher on a daily basis. And if you're outdoors for the day, and we've had fantastic weather now this week, people are going down to the beach and spending more time outdoors because of this glorious weather. So if you're outdoors for more than 2 or 3 hours, you need to be reapplying that sunscreen. If you put on your sun cream at 9 o'clock in the morning, by 11 o'clock, that sunscreen, that it may be an SPF 50 that you put on, but it has started to degrade. So you're not getting the same protection from your sunscreen at 11 o'clock because it started to break down. So you need to reapply it if you're outdoors.
What about the amount of foundations that are out there that have this SPF in them?
You know, they will give you a certain amount of protection, that's for sure. But the problem with foundation is that you tend not to put on enough foundation to give the full coverage that you need and the full sun protection factor that you need. So ideally you want to have a sunscreen on first and then your foundation. And I suppose the question I always get asked is, oh, but if I have foundation on, I don't want to be taking it off to put sunscreen back on.
Yeah.
Because you won't put sunscreen on top of your foundation. So in that instance, I would always say that's where mineral makeup is fantastic, because a mineral makeup naturally has a sun protection factor of at least 20 in it. I use the Jane Airedale one myself.
And minimum SPF then, final word.
Minimum SPF 30.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I hope your dad is okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully other people don't need to have that kind of a shock in order to start wearing sunscreen.
Of course, sure. Yeah. Ivana Breen from Akina Beauty, thank you very much for coming on the show again today. And hopefully we will see you soon when everything's back to normal. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.